Managing Director of Taylor's Port, Adrian Bridge, takes us through another of the 20 steps to making port. Tonight, aging and racking.
So it's Adrian Bridge again from Taylor's Port, discussing aging and racking. And that word racking, I think, sometimes surprises a lot of people, because what is it all about? Well, the most important point is that when you put a port in a large vat, or indeed in a small cask, particularly actually if it's in a small cask, what will happen as it ages, it'll probably throw a deposit, and the wines themselves will need to be taken off that deposit, and that's the process of racking. So we move it off the deposit in order to continue to make sure that the wines are clean and healthy. Now, if you're doing a vat, that's a fairly straightforward process. If you're doing the casks, you obviously got to empty out, 100, 200 casks from a single year and rack them. And in that case, when we empty them out, we actually empty them out into open buckets. So they get splashed, they get a little bit of oxygen. That's very, very important, remember, in the style of aged tawny. So the racking, a vital step in the making of great port.